силах народись, ти до нас небес зійшов.
Був обіцяний колись, прийняв тіло ти і кров.
Побачив ти, Господь, мене, почув душі моєї плач.
Не міг спасти я сам себе від грішників та злих невдач.
Христос воскрес, воскрес, і я із ним до неба війду. Він дав мені нове життя, вже не служу я гріху. Там на Голгофському хресті любов розп'ята була, але постала з пітьми.
Дітей своїх прийняв.
Христос воскрес, воскрес, і я із ним до неба війду. Він дав мені нове життя, вже не служу я гріху. Там на Голгофському хресті любов розп'ята була, але постала з пітьми.
Воістину воскрес! Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння на багатомовній радіостанції АМ 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. Говорить Павліна. Добрий вечір and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm your host, Павліна. Христос воскрес! Воістину воскрес! And happy Easter to all those celebrating Easter on the Gregorian calendar. This year, of course, Easter Sunday is tomorrow, March 31st. And for those celebrating on the new Julian calendar, which is the new calendar Ukraine has adopted just last year, it is not the Gregorian, it is the new Julian. So there is still some discrepancy, and Easter for those on the Julian calendar will be May 5th. So on today's program, we will be, of course, celebrating Easter with an assortment of Easter hymns, as well as a couple of items from the audio archives that, of course, as Easter, are timeless. And also we'll have Vasil Pavlovsky with Cultural Capsule, the news from Ukraine, courtesy the Kyiv Independent, as well as our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. Much of it, most of it, will be Easter music. So we started out with a more modern Easter hymn, and that was performed by the Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary in Ukraine, and Christos Voskres I Ya. And coming up next is something more traditional, the Kyiv Chamber Choir with the classic Easter hymn, Christos Voskres, Christ is Risen.
Oh! Христос воскрес!
Воистину воскрес!
Христос воскрес!
Воистину воскрес!
Христос воскрес!
Воистину воскрес!
Христос воскрес из смерти, смертью смерть подолав, і тим, що в гробах життя дарував. Christ is risen from the dead, and to those in the tombs giving life. Christos voskres is smerti, smertiu smert podolav, i tim, sho vrobar, життя дарував життя вічне. Поклоняємось Його на третій день воскресінню.
And carrying on the traditional Easter musical theme, that was the Chablook family from Winnipeg, and they released an album of Easter hymns, traditional Easter hymns, a couple of years ago, and the proceeds of their album go to fund the Home for Hope. It is a home for young girls who were victims of human trafficking in Ukraine, and it is run by the Sister Servants of Mary Immaculate. We chatted with the mom of the family shortly after the album was released, and I'll put the link to that interview, if you missed it, in the show notes. And do consider purchasing their album of beautiful hymns and supporting the SSMI Lubov Foundation's Home for Hope in Ukraine. Up next, a group from Ukraine, Bozhichi, and another traditional Easter hymn, a Tropar for Easter.
Христос воскресе із мертвих, смертію смерть поправ Ісус, з чим во гробі в живот дарував. Христос воскресе із мертвих, смертію смерть поправ Ісус, чим во гробі живот дарував. Христос воскресе із мертвих, смертію смерть поправ Ісус, чим во гробі живот дарував.
Welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Serhiy Kaznadiy in Toronto. When my grandmother died many years ago, she said to my mom, "Your little son must always celebrate Easter and Christmas, whatever the authorities might say. Promise me this." My mom promised her. And since that time, twice a year, we enjoyed a festive time. The celebrations of Easter and Christmas, completely religious holidays, never actually stopped in Ukraine. This was due to ordinary Ukrainian people. No authority is able to overcome this habit. Back in those days, it was sort of an open secret. Everyone would say, "Hush, so other people won't hear our celebrations," because they are forbidden in our country. Then, with that word of caution out of the way, the celebrations got into full swing. I recalled that people on both sides celebrated these holidays. Those who said, "No, you must not," and of course the other side too, the believers and the traditionalists. Of course, neither side wanted the other to know that they were celebrating the holidays, in a different way, yet in the same way. For everyone, it was a kind of pro-communist shyness that we all shared. It wasn't just that this strange mindset came about during the holidays. It was a way of life in the Soviet era. A case in point is what happened with the fantastically popular poet, actor and singer Vladimir Vysotsky, who could be compared to Bob Dylan. Millions of magnetic tapes with Vysotsky's instantly recognizable and beloved voice were widely spread across the country. Teenagers and adults copied his tapes readily. This really can be called countrywide love, and no authority could overcome this habit either. They had to try, of course, even if it meant temporarily lifting the censorship of Western pop culture. The standard anti-religious holidays playlist usually included ABBA, Boney M., Secret Service, Friedrichstadtpalast Ballet from Eastern Germany, and performers from various other socialist countries. The official communist theory was that it would prevent youth from attending church. The reality was nothing of the kind happened. Meanwhile, we all considered these Christmas and Easter TV programs to be an additional holiday gift from our comrades in the Kremlin. Everyone said, "Oh, we can enjoy the holidays. We'll have tasty food and good TV programs. Thank God." I am Serhii Kaznadii in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!
Щоб знали вороги, на кого напали, не впізнали Бога в тіні, та й розіп'яли. Якщо б знали сили аду, на кого повстали, не впізнали Бога в тіні, та війну програли, бо він зійшов. Щоб знали сили аду, на кого повстали, не впізнали Бога в тілі, та війну програли. Якщо б знали вороги, на кого напали, не впізнали Бога в тілі, та й розіп'яли. Якщо б знали сили аду, на кого не впізнали Бога в тіні, та війну програли, бо він зійшов.
and a singer from Ukraine called Yulia Saltanenko, and Christos Voskres I Peremich Uvini Satana Prohrau. Christ is risen, won the war, and defeated Satan.
Слава Ісусу Христу і добрий вечір. This is Father Bruce Power with Із Духові Твоєму and with your spirit here on Nash Holos Radio. On this glorious day of Holy Pascha, the resurrection of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, among the many spiritual riches used by Ukrainian Orthodox and Ukrainian Catholic Christians, is the resurrectional homily by our Holy Father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople. Let all pious men and all who love God rejoice in the splendor of this feast. Let the wise servants blissfully enter into the joy of their Lord. Let those who have borne the burden of great Lent now receive their pay. And those who have toiled since the first hour, let them now receive their due reward. Let any who have come after the third hour be grateful to join in the feast. And those who have come after the sixth, let them not be afraid of being too late. For the Lord is gracious, and he receives the last even as the first. He gives rest to him who comes on the 11th hour, as well as to him who has toiled since the very first. Yes, he has pity on the last, and he serves the first. He rewards the one and is generous to the other. He repays the deed and praises the effort. Come, all you, enter into the joy of the Lord, you the first and you the last. Receive alike your reward, you rich and you poor, dance together. You who are sober and you who are weak, celebrate the day. You who have kept the fast, and you who have not, rejoice today. The table is richly loaded. Enjoy its royal banquet. The calf is a fatted one. Let no one go away hungry. All of you enjoy the banquet of faith. All of you receive the riches of his goodness. Let no one grieve over his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one weep over his sins, for pardon has shone forth from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. He has destroyed it by enduring it. He has despoiled Hades by going down into its kingdom. He has angered it by allowing it to taste his flesh. When Isaiah foresaw all of this, he cried out, O Hades, you have been angered by encountering him in the netherworld. Hades is angered because it is frustrated. It is angered because it has been mocked. It is angered because it has been destroyed. It is angered because it has been reduced to naught. It is angered because it is now captive. It sees the body, and lo, it discovered God. It seized earth, and behold, it encountered heaven. It seized the visible, and was overcome by the invisible. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and you are abolished. Christ is risen, and the demons are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is freed. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of the dead. For Christ, being risen from the dead, has become the leader and reviver of those who had fallen asleep. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Christos voskres iz mertvik, smertju smert podolal, i tim što robak життя дарував. This is Father Bruce with Nash Holos Radio. Христос воскрес!
Радійте всі дорослі діти, Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес!
кладіть, кладіть найкращі квіти на Божий хрест, на Божий хрест. Кладіть, кладіть найкращі квіти на Божий хрест, на Божий хрест. На тім хресті він був розп'ятий, чекав на поміч із небес. Лише один з усіх на світі, Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес. Лише один з усіх на світі, Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес. Нехай бринять і пахнуть квіти, нехай почує Божий рай. Як на землі радіють діти і звеселяють рідний край. Як на землі радіють діти і звеселяють рідний край. На нас погляне Божа Мати, радіючи святих небес. Збираймось, люди, всі співати: Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес. Збираймось, люди, всі співати: Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес.
From Ukraine, Quintet Alleluia, which consisted of five young theological seminarians, Vasil Chorny, Vasil Polek, Andriy Zaliski, Petro Chupak, Bohdan Lisko, of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, who by now would be priests and deacons. And that song, a lovely Easter hymn, Radite Vsi, Dorosli, Idite, Christos Voskres, Rejoice All Adults and Children, Christ is Risen. Up next, another contemporary Easter hymn. This is by the Ixtus Band, and it is called Slavte Ljude Tvorca, Praise the Creator, People.
Пасхальний світлий день, торжествуй, земля. Божий син із гробу встав, смерть переможена. Божий син із гробу встав, смерть переможена. Славте, люди, славте Творця, за його любов без кінця. Наші змив, небо нам відкрив. Славте, люди, славте Творця, за його любов без кінця. Кров'ю він гріхи наші змив, небо нам відкрив.
воскрес своє, і життя віддай для нього. Серце лиш відкрий своє, і життя віддай для нього. Славте, люди, славте Творця, за його любов без кінця. Кров'ю він гріхи наші змив, небо нам відкрив. Славте, люди, славте Творця, за його любов без кінця. Кров'ю він гріхи наші змив, небо нам відкрив. Небо нам відкрив.
Ви слухаєте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Павліна.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 60 years. Since 1963, the Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit www.shevchenkofoundation.ca.
Ukraine is under deadly attack, and Ukraine War Amps is asking for your help with a donation today. Funds are desperately needed by Ukrainian defenders for bulletproof jackets, helmets, walkie-talkies, food, water, and gas, and by civilians, including children, for food, water, and medications, and when possible, escape to safety. Please donate today to Ukraine War Amps via PayPal, e-transfer to ukrainewaramps@gmail.com, or visit ukrainewaramps.ca.
This is Anton Lysenko for Nash Volos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Don't miss our in-depth interviews on the Nash Volos YouTube channel with Canadian and Ukrainian politicians, experts and artists. Find the link in the podcast show notes or simply search Nash Volos Ukrainian Roots Radio on YouTube. Enhance your Ukrainian culture journey with Nash Volos.
While Ukraine has been losing its country's defenders for the last 10 years, on February 21st, 2024, one of Ukraine's longtime fighters for Ukraine's freedom, Stepan Ilkovich Khmara, came to the end of his journey amongst us. That day, I read a post by his second wife, Roxiliana Khmara. Не хочу у це повірити. Не хочу це писати. Мій найдорожчий у світі чоловік помер. Все. I do not want to believe this. I do not want to write this. My dearest man in the world has died. That's all. Khmara was born on October 12, 1937, in the village of Bobiata, then under Polish rule, and now part of Czerwonoharadzki district of Lviv province. In 1964, he completed his studies at the Lviv State Medical Institute. It was not long before he became involved in the dissident movement, and he began to distribute self-published works banned by the Soviet regime. He was the first to translate Andrei Sakharov's essay, Thoughts on Progress, Intellectual Coexistence, and Intellectual Freedom, into Ukrainian. In 1974, Khmara was first arrested for his publications, Ethnocide of Ukrainians in the USSR and the General Pogrom, which had been translated into many European languages. Though he is later released due to the lack of evidence that he had committed the crime of anti-Soviet propaganda. Eventually, by 1980, the long arms of the Soviet legal system arrested him for anti-Soviet propaganda, and he received a 7-year term in one of the strictest labor camps, and then another 5 years exiled from Ukraine. Khmara's resolute position on Ukraine landed him a total of 306 days in solitary confinement, during which he often held hunger strikes. At the age of 50, Khmara was finally set free and returned to Ukraine in 1987. Upon his return to Ukraine, he became part of the leadership of the Ukrainian Helsinki Group, which in 1990 morphed into the Ukrainian Republican Party, where he became vice chair of the party. In October of 1990, Khmara joined the students' hunger strike in what became known as the Revolution on the Granite. Khmara was elected to the Central Council of Ukraine, receiving 63.61% of the popular vote in the industrial riding number 261 of Lviv province. He held the seat in this riding until May 14, 1994, and would serve as a member of Ukraine's parliament for two other convocations, the second and the fourth. During my decade-plus-long period of living in Kyiv, I met Stepan Ilkovich a few times, and then later on my Vasily Pavlovsky Facebook account, I had a few discourses with him over the years. Primarily, these would take place in mid-October after greeting one another on our birthdays. Stepan Ilkovich, may you rest in peace and in God's arms. Glory to you and all of Ukraine's fallen heroes. Dear listeners of Ukrainian Roots Radio, I leave you with this traditional Ukrainian song of mourning, Plyne Kacha, performed by my friends who formed Pika Diska Tercia. May you all be healthy and safe.
Ей, плине кача, от і сині, плине кача, от і сині. Мамко ж моя, не лай мені, мамко ж моя, не лай мені.
Ей, залаєш ми в злу годину, залаєш ми в злу годину.
Не знаю, де погину, сам не знаю, де погину.
Ей, погину я в чужім краю, погину я в чужім краю.
Хто ж ми буде брати яму, хто ж ми буде брати яму?
Ей, виберуть ми чужі люди, виберуть ми.
Жальте, мамко, буде, ці не жальте, мамко, буде.
Ей, якби ж мені, синку, не жаль, якби ж мені, синку, не жаль.
На моїм серцю лежав, ти ж на моїм серцю лежав.
Ей, плине кача у поті сині, плине кача. Ooh.
On March 16, 2022, Russia began its campaign of destruction of the city of Mariupol in Ukraine. Many children have disappeared as a result. As we know, Russia shamelessly dropped a bomb on a sign visible to the air that identified the site as one where children were. A campaign has recently been launched called Dete, which in Russian is one word, which means children. In Ukrainian, split in two, translates as where are you? And Dete is a campaign to locate the children that were abducted by Russia in the chaos of the war. Here is a song, the theme song of that campaign, which you'll be hearing more about, by Ukrainian-American singers Leo Bolansky and Olya Fritz. It is called Dete. Where are you?
At 10 o'clock on March 16th, the sky was blue.
A mother went outside to get her children food.
But life changed in a flash, a frightening, thunderous crash.
She screamed for her children, where are you?
Daddy, Daddy, darling. Daddy, Daddy, see. The shelter in Mariupol and could be seen from the skies.
But if you split that word in two, it spells, where are you? Can you hear the victim's desperate cries?
Thank you.
We'll be bringing you more information about this campaign to locate Ukraine's lost children in the weeks ahead. If you're interested in finding out more right now and you would like to jump in and help, I'll put a link to the project in the show notes of this episode. And now the latest news from Ukraine, courtesy the Kiev Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest growing English language news organization. A series of explosions rocked Kyiv on March 25th as Russia launched yet another missile attack on Ukraine's capital. Kyiv Independent correspondents in the capital heard at least four loud explosions just seconds after air raid sirens sounded at around 10:30 a.m. local time and saw smoke rising from the left bank of the city. Sedhi Popko, head of the Kyiv City Military Administration, said that debris from an intercepted missile had fallen on the city's Pechersk district, damaging a non-residential building. Debris fell on a building of the Kyiv State Academy of Decorative and Applied Arts, destroying the academy's gym and concert hall. One employee was wounded. Debris from intercepted missiles damaged houses and a non-residential building. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko confirmed emergency services had been called to the Pechersky, Solomyansky, and Dniprovsky districts of the capital. Klitschko said that two pregnant women and a 16-year-old girl were among the 10 victims of the attack. President Volodymyr Zelensky and Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba urged Western allies to provide Ukraine with more air defense systems following Russia's recent strike against Kyiv. On the evening of March 27th, Russia attacked the town of Borova in Kharkiv Oblast, killing a 12-year-old boy. Russian forces carried out the attack at around 9:20 p.m., damaging residential buildings and a kindergarten. Earlier on March 27th, Russia attacked residential areas of Kharkiv, killing a 59-year-old man and injuring 19 people. Children aged between 3 months and 13 years are among the wounded. During the day, Russia also shelled Nikopol district 3 times with artillery and struck with 5 kamikaze drones, killing a man and injuring a 49-year-old woman. 2 multi-story buildings, 12 private houses, 2 outbuildings, a car, and a power line in Nikopol were damaged. Russian forces also attacked the city of Ukrainsk in Donetsk Oblast, injuring 2 people. A total of 29 apartment buildings and 1 retail facility were damaged. Donetsk Oblast, partially occupied by Russian forces since 2014, suffers regular attacks, and local officials report losses among the civilian population virtually on a daily basis. The Security Service of Ukraine, SBU, has detained 2 Ukrainian men accused of helping Russia's Federal Security Service, FSB, plan missile strikes on military installations and communications infrastructure, including the Kyiv TV tower. As a result of a special operation, one 24-year-old man was arrested in Kyiv and the other in Odessa, the SBU said. One of the men was allegedly tasked with identifying the locations of Ukrainian Armed Forces bases and took a job as a freight forwarder in an Odessa company that supplies food to units of the military in order to obtain information. The other was allegedly collecting information about the condition of the Kyiv TV tower following a Russian strike on it in March 2022, and also photographed one of the capital's thermal power plants. At the final stage of the special operation, both criminals were caught red-handed, the SBU said. Both have been charged and face life imprisonment if found guilty. Russia no longer uses the Crimean Bridge to supply weapons to the front after Ukrainian strikes damaged the crossing, according to Vasyl Malyuk, the head of the Security Service of Ukraine. The bridge, also called the Kerch Bridge, connects the Russian mainland with the Russian-occupied Crimean Peninsula, making it a crucial supply route for the Russian military in Ukraine. Construction on the 19-kilometer-long bridge began after the illegal 2014 annexation and occupation of Crimea, and it was completed in 2018. The bridge was heavily damaged in Ukrainian strikes in October 2022 and July 2023. Before the bridge came under attack, over 40 trains carrying weapons and ammunition passed there per day. Today, there are four or five in a day, of which four are for passenger traffic and one is for consumer goods, Malyuk said. Russian proxy authorities in occupied Crimea regularly shut down traffic on the Crimean bridge amid reports of explosions and drone strikes. Malyuk said that Russia would likely use the bridge once again for weapons supplies after the structure is fully restored, but he implied that Ukraine plans to carry out another attack. Everything has its time, he said. A Russian exit tax on foreign companies leaving Russia has netted the Kremlin $385 million since the start of 2024, already surpassing predictions for the full year, according to Reuters. After the launch of the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Russia saw an exodus of Western companies reluctant to contribute to the country's economy and therefore the war effort. While the Kremlin could do little to stop them leaving, it imposed stricter exit requirements, including approval from a special government commission, a 50% discount on sales, and an exit tax worth at least 10% of the sale. The total taken so far in 2024 exceeds the Kremlin's budget plan for the entire year by 17 times, Bloomberg reported. Russia is increasing imports of gasoline from Belarus to avert possible shortages connected to recent Ukrainian attacks on Russian oil refineries, according to Reuters. In the past weeks, Ukrainian forces have launched a series of drone strikes aimed at damaging Russia's oil industry. While traditionally an exporter of fuel, the recent disruptions led to Russia buying the supplies from abroad and even banning gasoline exports. In the first half of March, Russia bought 3,000 metric tons of Belarusian gasoline, compared to 590 tons in February and none in January. Reuters reported earlier that seven Russian refineries have halted the refining capacity of 4.6 million tons of oil, or some 7% of the total, due to the drone attacks. Since the beginning of its full-scale invasion on February 24, 2022, Russia has lost 439,190 troops in Ukraine, the General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces reported on March 27. This number includes 1,030 casualties Russian forces suffered just over the previous day. According to the report, Russia has also lost 6,904 tanks, 13,216 armored fighting vehicles, 14,539 vehicles, 10,931 artillery systems, 1,019 multiple launch rocket systems, 728 air defense systems, 347 airplanes, 325 helicopters, 2,015 cruise missiles, 8,578 drones, 1,794 special equipment units, 26 ships and boats, and a submarine. And that's the news from Ukraine for today. Coming to you courtesy the Kyiv Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest-growing English-language news organization. For more up-to-date news stories as they happen, visit their website, kyivindependent.com, and make sure to follow them on social media. To allow this independent Ukrainian news team to continue delivering you news from on the ground in Ukraine, please consider becoming a member at kyivindependent.com. Нагадую, ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос», радіо нашого коріння на багатомовній радіостанції АМ 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим, цими словами мудрості. Спокій та радість життя продовжують. And our proverb of the week translates as «Peace and joy prolong life». And that brings us to the end of another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. Just a reminder that the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos can be heard in the Vancouver listening area on CHLY 101.7 FM Wednesdays at 11 a.m. If you miss our on-air or live stream broadcast, you'll find the podcast at our website, www.nashholos.com. Well, our time is up, so we're going to wrap things up, not with our usual polka, but with a contemporary Easter hymn by Larissa Kedris and Alpha, and it is called Christos Voskres. I'm Pavlina, on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening, and Dobranic!
Сонце вже зійшло ранкове, і пасхальний час настав. Урочисто і святково нас усіх Він привітав. Бо в цей день Христос, Син Божий, вирок смерті підписав. І як сильний переможець із могили Він повстав. Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес, алілуя. Творцю чудес, Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес, хвала Йому на небі, на землі, хвала Йому на небі, на землі. Давайте ми сьогодні проголосимо для всіх, Бог спасає від безодні, Він прощає всякий гріх. Через Сина Воскресіння торжество належить нам. Так прийми Його спасіння, стати щоб Його дитя. Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес, алілуя, співаймо всі. Отцю життя, Творцю чудес, Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес, хвала Йому на небі. Прославляє, хай тепер, Бог спасати грішних може, Він воскрес, Він не помер. Христос воскрес,
Христос воскрес,
Христос воскрес,
Христос воскрес,
алілуя, співаймо всі. Христос воскрес, хвала Йому на небі, на землі, хвала Йому на небі, на землі.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.